We're going to talk about sex, okay? So if you're with the kids, you might want to cover the ears. If you're with your parents, you're a teenager perhaps, cover their ears and save yourself the embarrassment. But in all seriousness, sex is an important topic to discuss when it comes to health, relationships, understanding the history of the planet. Sex is to thank for all of us being here, after all. So at the back end of last year, Screen Australia, New Zealand On Air and TikTok announced the recipients of their Every Voice initiative, which is putting funding behind online content makers to develop new projects, one of which will be a documentary series by mother and daughter academic duo Dr. Susan James and Esme James, soon to be PhD, fingers crossed. It's called All About the Base, and it will combine the pair's collective expertise in maths and human sexual history to explore intimate life within Australian society. We're joined by Esme now to discuss. How's it going?
Hi there. Good, thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
No, thank you so much for making the time. So give us a bit of an idea. It makes sense, right? Like your background in sexual or human sexual history, that makes sense if we're going to explore this topic. But then your mum with an expertise in maths, how does that all work and what's the goal there? What's the objective?
Well, I mean, our primary objective is really looking at how statistics can actually talk to us in a way that's a lot more tangible. Usually mathematics becomes quite inapproachable and everything, and we don't generally associate it with fun topics like sex. Mm-hmm. So part of our project is also breaking down the taboos around talking about sex life, but also breaking down the taboos about how maths can be used. And in this case, you know, we're really going into the depths of like the percentage of people who identify as queer, the percentage of people who have experience using toys and everything in the bedroom, and are really looking at what those stats can tell us about how we're evolving over time and about our current climate when it comes to sexuality and identity.
So you're going to discuss, that's fantastic as well, that you're going to open it up then to talk about sexuality as in terms of, I went to Catholic school, right, Esme? So,
yeah.
And I grew up pretty Catholic. So a lot of discussion around sex is this very kind of mechanical, this is how it works, like pen and paper, book stuff. So it's when you learn about it in a different context, it does make it, I guess, more interesting, for lack of a better term, but obviously, again, more approachable because it's more inclusive and you understand it in a tangible sense, or, well, eventually tangible sense, but you learn about it in a sense that isn't so clinical. So it's really interesting in that regard. Is that something you're trying to break down? I've seen your stuff online, constantly breaking down taboos. Recently, I saw a post of yours, which was about marital aids and how they've been around for centuries and not just a couple of decades. So is that important as well to approach it in that regard?
Absolutely. Our philosophy around creating this series, as well as other content, is always, you know, education and entertainment. And these topics are funny. You know, there's a reason why we still giggle and everything while these topics are being brought up. I think it's really fun to bring in something like mathematics into these conversations because, again, it's not something we're kind of used to laughing about and being a bit cheeky with, and seeing how fun, you know, looking at those numbers behind things could actually be. You know, some of them are quite funny, you know, even looking at things like how during the pandemic, like sex toy sales increased and in which demographics they did increase into. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of especially like women in, you know, the 50s and 60s for the first time kind of experimenting with bedroom toys themselves. And even that, you know, it's such a great image when we actually look at those numbers and we actually really kind of visualize what's happening behind them.
Is there a particular focus, or will there be in the series around the lockdowns? Like I would imagine we're probably slowly moving towards that anyway, a sexual liberation in recent times. But mm-hmm. again, like we're locked indoors, people, if they're stuck inside with a partner for sometimes months on end, you're going to get up to it, aren't you? And then possibly even if you're single and you're at home, or maybe you're isolated away from people, you're going to have to explore it on your own. So is that something that we're going to see? Is there a particular focus on that?
Absolutely. We have two episodes called Getting the Mask Off, and they center around like very different behaviors that people adopted into during lockdown, because it's kind of like a double-sided coin, right? You've either got people who were locked in with a partner, or, you know, maybe someone they've just started dating.
Yeah. And in those cases, or a housemate. In some cases, I've got a couple of friends where it was inevitable, isn't it, if you're inside? But anyway, please go on.
I love it. The classic Friends to Lovers storyline there. It can't get better. No, but we, you know, in those situations, we saw sales and things like restraints and bondage actually heavily escalate in Australia more than anywhere else in the world. That's telling in itself. And then on the other side, you know, we have people for the first time who maybe can't have their constant relationships or one-night stands that they used to. And for the first time, they're spending maybe more time on the internet, sourcing aids or media. And that also leads and starts to generate a lot more conversation around sexual life when we are just by our computer looking things up a lot of the time. And so we have actually in the last 2 years, I think, really started to increase our conversations around these topics and become a lot more accepting, right?
Yeah, of course. I'd love to find out why it's so, well, I guess, specific to Australia, but I guess I'll have to tune in to find out. So give us a plug for the series. Where can we check it out? When can we expect it? Give us a bit of an idea there.
It will be airing exclusively on TikTok. Our air dates, we hope, will be the series will start coming out at towards the end of February, start of March, even sooner if we're lucky. And we're going to be starting big and strong with an episode called The Double D's, Dildos and Degrees, and really airing it out from there.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for joining me this morning, Esme. I appreciate it. Good luck with it as well.
Thank you so much, Jared. It's been a pleasure.